Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Can I give you one more on Rory? Craig Stadler had 3 double bogeys when he won the Green Jacket in 1982, but 2 of those were on a Thursday, okay? He had 2 double bogeys on a Thursday.
You know, one of the things I can't stand, one of my, like, pet peeves, is people who misuse the word literally. That drives me up a wall, because when you misuse the word literally, you are using it in the exact opposite way it was intended.
Rory had 4 double bogeys and won the Masters. Nobody's ever done that. Yet 4 times he literally crapped the bed.
Sportscasters do that all the time. You know, they're like, you know, he literally ripped his head off on that play. Oh, my. Like, what? No, he didn't. Don't. You shouldn't be talking into a microphone and describing things to people. Don't do that.
On a given hole.
Figuratively.
Literally? Figuratively. All right, maybe not literally. Yeah, figuratively.
Figuratively, that the fans are right on top of the players.
Good point by you guys. He literally crapped the bed.
What the hell? Nah, it's like, what the bleep? We keep coming back in these games and be having time to actually win the game and we just the bed.
4 times he literally crapped the bed.
He literally grew wings and ascended to heaven where God blessed him with this godlike defensive blocking capability. And in the, you know, well, that's an exaggeration, but still.
4 times he literally crapped the bed.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, although Spiegs is off today. Ryan McGuffey has answered the call. I'm very happy that you are here, sir. This is going to be a lot of fun. Tanny's here. Shane's got on a winter cap today. We're going to take care of you until 6 o'clock. That's a running gag, just so you know.
You know, I occasionally listen to the show.
That's true. You do, which is nice.
Would you consider it a gag, Ryan, if Lawrence immediately comes out, starts the show, compliments Tanny's open, and then Shane's wearing glasses?
Yeah.
would that be a fun gag for you?
Shane is not wearing glasses today.
He did wear a different hat, though.
Yes.
So he's trying to be noticed.
Yeah, he knows. He's trying to make sure that we switch everything up.
Well, I switched it up, so here, you know, I'm part of the switch up. So
that's true.
Thank you.
We're going to lend on your experience in this business later on in the show. A whole segment at 5 o'clock where we're going to pick your brain about how sports television can be better.
Why you don't get CHSN coming up at 5.
Well, we've spent a lot of time talking about that. Trust me.
Yeah, I know.
And
yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of people who thought that you'd have it by now.
Unpredictable.
And I think it's going to be a long time until you have it. Mm. But that's a whole other story for another day. Nico Horner is going to join us in about 20 minutes. Jason Leisure's on the show. Craig Counsell at 4 o'clock. Joe Cowley at 4:30. And Brian O'Keefe, who wrote the beautiful piece in Esquire on Caleb Williams, is going to join us at 5:25. Guff, why don't we start with the Cubs? I don't want to act as an alarmist. That's really not who I am overall. That's not who I am here on The Score. I'm usually pretty measured when it comes to some of this stuff because of all the stuff that I've experienced being out in the field and hosting shows. But the Justin Steele injury to me feels like a moment where if you are what you say you are, Lupe Fiasco, then you are putting yourself in a position to go and find another starter, a quality starter, a better than replacement level starter to replace the guy that finished in the top five of Cy Young awards. I know it's early. It is a marathon. All of that stuff, any sort of thing that you want to throw out there about baseball and the length of the season, I just feel like when I watch this Cubs team over the last couple of years, there have been it's early, and then it gets late real quick.
Yeah.
And you look up and go, man, it would have been nice to have this game or that 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 game. I don't want them to sacrifice games. I want them to be out here in the market making moves. I want them to control what happens, not just in this division, but do the best that you can, that you can be someone that's out here making other people react to you.
Yeah. I mean, it's April 15th, right?
Happy Jackie Robinson Day.
Get your taxes done. You got a few more hours. But I'm with you. The sense of urgency needs to be more urgent than ever. However, there are so many. I see the fans. I see what you're saying. I see the names you're listing. These teams aren't ready to make a deal right now. They're not. Unless you tempt them with a deal today that you're not offering tomorrow. Meaning if you wait to the trade deadline, a name, possibly two, that you're dangling now to say, hey, let me show you how serious we are. We need this guy, and we need this guy way earlier than you ever thought we would. And we're willing to do something now that seems irrational because we have a major bandage over here that can't hold until July. And what I mean by that, like, so what's that look like? The Cubs have now six prospects in the top 100 after trading Cam Smith, right? And everyone was crying about that. I don't think anyone's crying anymore. Kyle Tucker's doing just fine. But maybe there's three guys that you dangle now to a team like the Marlins, who everyone's, oh, the Marlins are 8-7. Right now, tell them they're not going to the postseason. Tell the players they're not going to the postseason. But if you do something today that you're not willing to do tomorrow, meaning four months from now, maybe that pushes the envelope. Maybe that somebody else feels that panic and the ability to get a player today that they can't get in July.
I keep thinking about the contract length on Kyle Tucker, the fact that there have been rumors, well, maybe they'll get an extension done. I tend to believe he'll go to market because there will be a lot of people that will want one of the top 15 players in the league, and he'll make a lot of money. And it doesn't seem like the Cubs are ready to go, here's $500 million right now. Knowing that you've got him here for a year, looking at the difference that he makes to your lineup on a nightly basis, how much heat he's creating for the rest of your lineup, I feel like you have to take advantage of it. And I'm not even saying that I want the Cubs to make a panic move. I just think that it would – I feel like they solidified that this is a team that feels like they can compete.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like I think they solidified that.
100%.
And I want you to keep going. Like, just because Justin Steele is hurt doesn't mean that the season should be punted. It should be a call to arms, figuratively and literally, to get someone in here who's going to step into that. Cubs fans deserve it. Like, they deserve the go-for-it year because they have been here over the last 5 years where it's been like half measures, or we're just kind of hoping that everyone outperforms what they ordinarily are. You got a dude that's probably a 5.5, a 6 war player out there playing right field for you. Go. Like, this is the opportunity. This is the whole reason that you have the picks that you have. Go for it.
Let me give you a counter to that point now. What if I told you that we have maybe more pitching depth that has won games at the major league level than most teams? Are they sexy names? No. Are they Jordan Wicks and Chris Flexen? And when Javier Assad is back and healthy, Are those your three? Yeah. I mean, those are guys that are serviceable. Serviceable doesn't win you championships, but they can be the bridge to get you to this portion of your schedule next month. Three against the Marlins, three against the White Sox, three at the Marlins, three at the Reds, three home against the Rockies, three home against the Reds, three at Washington.
So get through Memorial Day.
Yeah,
I'm saying get through
the first part of May. Get to Mother's Day, and you have 9, 12, 15, 18, 21 games against those opponents I just read off.
Okay.
And if you can do it with the guys you have and continue, you might not be able to produce the amount of offense that you – they haven't played that many games at Wrigley Field. We don't have enough data to suggest that it's playing small still. But that portion – we've heard so much talk about the April schedule for the Cubs. I'm looking at May to tell you, look at May, man. You got the White Sox, Marlins, and Rockies, who might lose the most games of any three teams in the history of baseball. I mean, maybe combined. So can you get to May with what you have and actually let other teams figure out what they have too, to really start dancing? Because then you can make your decision by Memorial Day. Then you line up and say, it's time to pounce. We're ready to dance. Let's go.
Let's go get Sonny Gray.
And Sonny Gray and. Because I think you'll know a hell of a lot more about your bullpen truly by then. You better. I'm not ready to push the panic button like a lot of people are on the bullpen even. I think, and I want to talk to counsel about this.
Yeah, like, we can ask him about that.
The volatility of a bullpen is not some kind of new phenomenon. It's been going on since 1965, okay? Trying to figure out how long you need to rely on that pen and figure out where guys fit into roles takes time. You might not like it because it costs you games, but the Cubs have won a few games that they shouldn't have won so far because of their offense. Their offense is not going to be able to be 30 runs better than the second team in the National League, because that's what they are right now. They are 30 runs better than the second team in the National League. If that continues, then I'm all for the you got enough depth for now to get you to the dude that you need. If you come out right now with, hi, we're desperate, on April 15th, the entire league will laugh at you and accept your challenge. That's how you're going to have to dangle carrots right now that you don't want to have to dangle. But if the end game is trying to win a World Series, be comfortable being uncomfortable, man.
And it's a weird thing, and I talked a little bit about it yesterday. I don't think that you can build a World Series winner. I think that it's difficult to project out that far. The season is very long, and the randomness of the baseball postseason is crazy. I do think you can build a division winner.
100%.
And this particular division is begging for someone to exploit it. So to me, it's a step of, I want them to have the best opportunity if they get to the postseason as well. But I feel like getting there and having a little bit more time, maybe along the way you convince Kyle Tucker that he wants to be here, all of that stuff, I'm for that. The other thing, and you put it on the notes too, and you know what? Why don't we save that? Because Nico needs to go a little bit early.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to take a break. We'll continue this conversation. Nico Horner is going to join us. We'll ask him about all sorts of stuff, being mic'd up, what it was like dealing with the earthquake, all of it next here on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Inning six, second baseman number two, Nico Hoerner.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
Got good hair. Yes. He's jacked, too.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
Tucker at third, Turner at second, Hoerner at the plate. Here's the 1-0 delivery. A broken bat looper in the left center field. It drops in for a base hit. A two-run bloop single for Nico Hoerner.
And he swings to right. That looked like a trap. It's a single heading to third base. Workman, he's safe. And RBI Nico Hoerner. Shohei Ohtani struck out his first time up, caught looking. Nico Hoerner is at second base and wearing a microphone. And we'll let this plate appearance play out before we engage with Nico.
Maybe not the guy you wanted to play while you're talking to the booth.
It's called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Nico with a double. Love the way Nico plays this game. He didn't take anything for granted. He was running hard right from the start. Had that ball maybe hit a wall and taken an eccentric bounce, he was ready to try for three. Nico's going to be over 300 with his single and double tonight.
Nico Hoerner on 670 to score.
How fun is that?
Nico Hoerner on the score is sponsored by Huntington, home of the asterisk free checking. More at Huntington.com/your money. So Spiegel and Holmes Show. Spiegs is off today. Ryan McGuffey is here in the house. And Nico Horner is now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Nico, how are you?
Doing well. I'm in San Diego in the hotel rooms hanging out. About to walk over to the field in a little bit. But yeah, things are good.
We appreciate you jumping on. We know you got all sorts of stuff to do. I want to talk about the Mic'd Up segment, man. That was a lot of fun to watch on Sunday. Walk us through it. How did they approach you? What's the setup like? Were you concerned about anything?
Yeah, I think I had done that in spring training before, where you actually have the two-way mic, the little, like, almost like a little AirPod in your ear. Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was good. I think it's about as smooth as it can be. Unfortunately, I got a kind of the nightmare play of, like, the in-between ball with the right fielder. It didn't change the play, having the earpiece in or anything, but probably the last play I would have wanted to get in that situation, but it all worked out.
See, there are people who – I love that stuff. I love the extra access in-game, especially for baseball. I mean, we see other sports do it now all the time. People want more. They want more. They want more. And then a play like that happens, and everyone complains. Oh, they shouldn't be doing these in-game interviews. You just said it there. I mean, it didn't impact the play whatsoever. But as a guy in this game who understands that sports and the way we're watching them, they're evolving constantly – don't you think that this is, like, whether it's mic'd up, extra cameras, access in the clubhouse, this is part of bringing Major League Baseball to, whether it's people who have been watching it their whole lives or specifically, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids who are watching the game differently than ever before?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you've seen with other sports, whether it's F1 or golf or tennis, like the behind the scenes access and how far that goes in growing the game. And then also for, you know, different players are going to choose to be more public than others, but at least there's the opportunity to be in those settings. And I think, yeah, it's a big deal. I haven't watched the Red Sox stuff yet, but I've heard good things about it on the stuff that came out with them. Mm-hmm. I think the mic'd up works a little better with outfielders. It just got a little less going on sometimes, I think. Maybe we'll get a pitcher one day. That'd be all time.
That would be all time. And I would love to see the pitcher who actually agrees to do it.
Well, remember when Liam Hendricks he did it in an All-Star game. I mean,
I was going to say, wasn't there an All-Star game? Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, but he couldn't hear them. That was the thing.
Oh, right. And that's part of the problem for sure. That Nico, I love you also, like, kind of explaining too, like having being mic'd up and letting people into what people are thinking when Shohei Ohtani is at the plate. Mm-hmm. And even just them isolating on you, I thought it was cool that while they were talking to you, they isolated on you and you're seeing the movement. So with a guy like that, a power bat guy who gets a lot of miles per hour off the bat as he swings it, what is the approach? Like, how do you go about trying to deal with someone that you know is gonna possibly bring it at 110 off the bat?
Yeah. I mean, in an ideal world, you have that level of readiness every single pitch for the whole season. But there's just a heightened awareness, I think, when you know that possibility is a lot higher. And there's no, like, physical adjustment. I think you're just really, really anticipating a ball being hit really hard at you. I think I mentioned it, but O'Neal Cruz with the Pirates is the same way. He hits a lot of just really, really hard ground balls that way. So it's a fun opportunity. Yeah, he hit me a couple balls in the series, but just a different level of speed coming at you for sure.
You guys played in front of 47,000 plus last night, the third largest crowd in Petco Park history.
51,000 on Sunday.
51,000 on Sunday. Like, there's been so much made, and you guys obviously are not. That's not abnormal for the Cubs to draw large crowds, whether it's here at Wrigley Field or on the road. But to do it at this part of the year, to have it by April 15th, you've played teams that are a combined 50 and 33 right now. You went to Japan to see the Dodgers, you know, early. How has that helped you guys or thrusted you guys into playoff-type atmospheres right out of the gate as you try to figure out kind of who you are as a baseball team?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point. And I think, you know, you're focus as a player is so much on, like, the task at hand and what's going on that day, that you know, sometimes those are healthy reminders of just where you're at in the season, and not so much as an excuse, but just like a reality check too. And, you know, obviously, you know, we have a decent record, and but even within that, I feel like we've left some wins out there. And obviously that's frustrating, but also a great sign pretty much that we've had a chance to win, you know, 75-80% of our games in that way. And that's all you can ask for over 162, and trusting that that's going to roll out. And if you're doing it on the road against some of the best teams in the game, then that's obviously a really good sign. But yeah, really fun atmospheres too. I think, you know, what San Diego has going here is pretty cool from a player perspective, of just the amount of people that they have and the energy in the ballpark and the fans hanging out like behind the beach in right center. I thought that was a cool sight. So just a great sign for baseball. And it's fun going places that have amazing atmospheres on a Monday night. Like that was really cool. And I'm pumped to play again tonight.
How many questions did you have to answer about earthquakes?
Not that many, but it was a pretty good one. I was in a coffee shop, and you know, just seated, had my feet on the ground. I felt like a big bus went by or something at first, but it just kept going. It was long enough that like people in the shop were definitely like talking while it was going on, like confirming that that's what was happening. And it's definitely funny, like the conversations that come out of it based on where people are from on the team too. Because for me, I was like, oh, that was cool. Like that was a good one. Like having grown up with it, and then people that had never felt one or like, you know, got in their bathtub or something, you know, so it's like,
yeah. I mean, I guess Ian had never gone through one. He was on the station earlier today and he was saying,
funny, yeah.
Yeah, it freaked him out a little bit that he jumped in the hallway and wanted to see if anyone else was dealing with anything that he was dealing with.
Yeah, I was laughing. I think the first time I got a tornado warning in Chicago, I was, you know, on the floor in some middle room away from windows. And then now by you get them now, 5 or 6 years into being in Chicago, you kind of look out the window and it's like, oh, no, it looks all right.
you switching to baseball, obviously offensively, you guys sit at or near the top of most of the categories that you want to be in. Last year, we saw you guys score runs in bunches. You had months where you had plus run differentials of 25, and then it would flip on you the next month or the following month. What about, and it, look, it's 162, and are you guys always going to be clicking and leading the league in runs? Yeah, that's to be determined. But what about what you guys have done through 19 games? Has you feeling pretty good about how you guys are going to be as an offense going forward?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things within that that speak to it being real and lasting a long time. And I think part of that is what we talked about already of the strength of schedule so far, and that we haven't played a game at Wrigley Field over, you know, 43 degrees and things like that. So I think those are all very real. But the biggest thing is just the variety of contribution that we've had. I think the different ways of scoring. We've slugged, we've hit situationally, we've stolen bases. And I think that's what prevents, like, the big lulls, is when you can do things in a variety of ways that obviously is going to be challenging stretches of the season like there are always. But I think it just really raises your floor when you can do things in a variety of ways. And our offense has done that, and it's come from different places. Our production from the catching position has been ridiculous, and that's been a huge, huge part of it. But yeah, we've got plenty of guys in our team that haven't really broken out yet and are going to have great seasons. So it's not like everyone's just firing on all cylinders and things are perfect right now, but it's great that we can be this effective while feeling like there's room for improvement in some ways too.
Just for those who aren't aware of what the slash line is for Cubs catching right now, 333, 429, 667.
That'll work.
Yeah, that's an MVP right there.
Yeah, it's an MVP.
Yeah, you can definitely take that. Obviously, you guys have also had to deal with a couple of injuries here and there, and one really significant one with Justin Steele. You've had to go through injuries. This type of injury is always the worst thing for someone. And for you guys, how do you fight through it and continue to support Justin, knowing that he's probably going through it right now? He's already dealt with something like this before.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. The first thing is just the person themselves, right? Like I feel like just watching him behind the scenes this offseason and everything, like he was as, you know, dialed in and locked in as I've ever seen him. And I think we all expected him to have just continue to have another great year and build on all the success that he's had. And I think he did absolutely everything in his power to do that. And things just sometimes just don't follow the script at all. And It's a really challenging part of our sport. And, you know, I think one issue with like Tommy John that is, I hate the dialogue that like, oh, like we'll just see him in like, you know, 12 to 14 months and he'll be back. And
me too.
It's not that simple, man. Like I had a much less serious surgery this off season, and it's not a linear process. It's incredibly challenging mentally, and just really, really feel for him. So he's going to have a great career still. He's going to kill this process, but it doesn't take away how much that hurts and how much you feel for a teammate that goes through that.
Yeah, I talked to him at the convention, and he just was so set on bouncing back this year to make 30 starts. Like that was such an important to have the setback last year. He took that pretty hard into the off season. So as you say, the mental grind of any type of injury, whether it be a short stint on the IL or certainly a season ending one, is a grind. I want to ask you real quick about, you know, we see it takes some time for bullpen pitchers to kind of figure out their role. That takes time, and every season is different. We see bullpen volatility all the time, forever and always in baseball. How long does it take a position player? How long does it take you in a season to really feel like you're in a groove and that you get your feet underneath you and you're off and running?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've had like spring trainings where I show up and I immediately feel like better than I do in the middle of the season. I've had years like last year that just not much was really syncing up, and kind of somewhere in between right now. But the it's a sport that's not really worth predicting at a certain point. And so I think just getting in the flow of the season mentally and physically and just like giving yourself a good chance every day is kind of where the healthiest way of evaluating it is. And so I think like that first month of the year is definitely a little bit of like, oh, we're back to playing seven straight days and doing things like that and traveling in different weather and things like that. And then at a certain point, you're just in the middle of it and it's flowing along and you know, the results come and go. But when you're in that space where you feel like you have energy and excitement and you're just in the middle of a season, that's where it really gets fun, and the results often follow.
Nico, I think it's really convenient that Spiegs is off today. You know, last week, you and I tried to convince him that PCA should, you know, just swing the bat because he's got a lot of pop. And then I look at the...
he probably should have bunted against the Dodgers on Sunday, right?
Yeah, should have bunted three times against the Dodgers on Sunday. So I think it's very convenient that he's not here today to defend his position.
Yeah, he definitely... Yeah, 11 total bases doesn't really help us much. So I'd much rather him be on the ground.
Now that you've done like the Mike,
especially against tough pitching, like what do you expect him to do against Glasnow and Blake Treinen? Like that's just you take your bunt, like
that's
just
right.
Do it, right?
Give up the out.
Yep, yeah, give up the out. Give up yourself. Yeah.
Just hope that someone makes a mistake instead of, you know, hitting it over the wall,
way over the wall,
or to the foul pole. It doesn't matter. It still counts as a home run, and that's damn it, that's what it's good for. Nico, as always, awesome. Man, we appreciate you.
No doubt.
Thanks so much. Good luck tonight against the Padres.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks, Nico.
That is Nico Horner, Cubs second baseman. I like him quite a bit.
Yeah, man, he's a dude. He gets it. You know, he doesn't let like. There's nothing about last night. This is where the fan part of people of us of a man on the street right now. You know, they're still pissed about last night's 10-4 loss, and that's just if Nico was not that he's. Happy about it, but he's already on to today, and that's the beauty of baseball, man.
It's a weird thing too, like just from being in this chair, and Spiegs and I have talked a little bit about this. We're on every day, but you don't want to treat every baseball game like a football game.
I used to. What was the stage of your life that you did that? Because I did.
When I was in my 20s.
Oh, 100%. I was going to say 20s.
So. And on the air for sure. Like you, this is the most important. Like, and then you realize, like, there's...
And then they had an off day after that tough loss, and you just carried that for 48 straight.
Yeah, and you don't need to do that. It just ends up making your life
so
terrible.
So unhealthy.
It's a bad, bad thing. We have a lot going on today's show, which is fun, including Jason Leisure joining us at 325. Craig Counsell, Cubs manager, is going to join us at 4. And we're also going to talk with Joe Cowley about the Bulls. I'm kind of excited... I saw you talking with Joe doing stuff for the recap.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, he's already ready to go.
Joe's ready to go. He was doing a podcast with Dalen Terry. So hopefully he probably just wrapped that puppy up. So that'll be fun.
Okay.
Dalen Terry, I saw questionable. He's limited in practice, but you know, the bigger news, Lonzo Ball's out tomorrow, which there's no Josh Giddey. It looks like Josh Giddey will be okay, which obviously no Giddey, no chance, I think.
Yeah, that's probably.
That's not true.
Although if Kobe White goes off.
Kobe does Kobe things.
And maybe Modest gives you a high-level Modest game.
Vooch is good. Yeah, Vooch could do a 15-13 type situation.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like what we were saying in transition, I really want them to win now. And it's a weird place to be because I don't like the overall plan that the Bulls have got going on.
I hate it.
But I do want them to win. Speaking of the Bulls, tickets are on sale now for tomorrow's play-in game versus the Heat, plus potential home games in round one of the NBA playoffs. Go to Bulls.com/postseason for all things Bulls postseason, including info on tickets, watch parties, and more. We're not... Ice Cube? Aren't we giving away tickets for Ice Cube? So, like, people, if they hear this, for example...
Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week, messed around and got a triple-double.
Then you need to call 312-540-0670. He's going to have his Truth to Power concert on October 6, 2025 at the United Center. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster until Friday. Didn't you guys have Cube on here like a couple times on the afternoon show? It's good.
Yeah, we're going to give it a shot again maybe on Thursday.
All right. There's a lot of things I'd like to talk to him about. A lot. There's all sorts of stuff. But when we come back, let's get into some things. And Guff brought this up, and I think that it's worthy of us discussing. The Bears at number 10. Is this a more powerful position than most people would think? We'll talk about all of that stuff and what they should do with that pick next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.